Hey guys, we're sharing more from the 12-hour marathon from WFOD 400 we did a month or so ago. What you're going to hear is hour 7. So at this point, guys, we've already done 6 full hours of podcasting. The wheels start to come off a little bit. I don't know if you can peg it, but we start to get a little loopy. But I hope you enjoy it. Let us know what you think at WFOD Show on Twitter or email me, mike@wfodix.com. Have fun. See you soon.
Just stuck me in the friend zone. Let me in there all alone. Without you to call my own. Yeah, you stuck me in the friend zone. I thought we could be more than this. I could be your mister, you could be my miss. But it seems you got a heart of stone. Yeah, you stuck me in the friend zone. Along came senior prom. You know
I am attempting to add Mandy to this.
Yeah,
call
strangely enough, we're having a hard time getting Dan's sister Mandy also from the
very not punctual.
It's an anomaly that we're having difficulties.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that a shocker?
It's weird, right? Totally out of character.
Technical difficulty. You're trying to do something with Mandy via Skype.
Dan,
she probably got her microphone off.
How have you been, buddy?
Have you been good? I've been good. I'm really honored to be here. Thanks for including me. Congratulations, Dan, to you guys on all the success you've had and will continue to have in your many, many episodes. I mean, it's really probably never going to end at this point.
Actually, there'll be a wheelbarrow full of dicks
until... Oh, this is the last one. I'm glad I could be here for the rise and fall.
It's a swan song. Yeah, actually... Travis, now you have a bit that I just see missed call from Mandy Weaver. Travis,
I've tried 4 times to merge her into the call, and every time I try to answer it, it says missed call from Mandy.
Weird.
Can we call her?
This is the same problem that I was having before. I'll give that a shot.
Yeah, it's been happening with some of the other guests, Mike.
Oh, it has.
Yeah, every time I try to answer it.
It happened with Grant Morrison that time.
Yeah. Speaking of which, the last time that Dan joined us was on the Grant Morrison episode where we talked to...
Yes. I remember that interview fondly.
Actually, the last 2 times we've had...
so much to that one, Mike.
We've had Dan on have both been Grant Morrison related. But Trevor, you weren't there the last time, and we introduced a new bit when you weren't there.
Should we interrupt this again and just make Mike try to reintroduce it in a natural way?
No, that's too professional.
Did I do a bad job, Dan?
No, I just thought it would be funny if we kept like sidetracking you, and then you had to try to find some way to segue without making it seem like you were forcing it.
You making me work hard in hour 7, Dan?
I think we're now joined by Mandy.
Oh, good.
Hi.
You got a baby with you?
You got a baby,
I'm
Mandy?
I'm so sorry. I shut my door, but she knows how to open the door now.
Uh-huh. She's like a velociraptor.
Well, that's when you cut their hands off when they figure out how to open doors.
I mean, Mandy, come on.
Oh, yeah, we're actually having the hand cutting ceremony in like a couple
Your house
days.
In order, Mandy.
I was going to say you got two other kids, right? You should know this.
Right. Yeah, we keep putting it off because it's 3rd child. So we have not had the hand cutting ceremony yet, but we're working towards
Matt,
it.
Matt, do you have any questions for Mandy's daughter?
Do I have any questions for Mandy's daughter?
She's actually not listening. She's just sitting on my lap.
You guys can
say whatever filthy thing you feel like.
Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
Keep
Matt.
It down, Ruby.
Ruby, what does Mandy's breast milk taste like?
Oh, Jesus. All right. You guys have a fun show.
Jesus Christ. Minnie, are you a breast? Are you a breastfeeder?
Actually, I weaned my daughter 5 days ago.
You weaned her?
Oh, it's fresh.
So I probably shouldn't have brushed that
up. Yeah, 3 years old. Bring it up.
3 years old.
She really... she's actually like having a hard time with it. It's kind of a sensitive subject.
I had to do it before she started kindergarten.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like I did good. I mean, before she went into preschool.
She's weaned. So now she eats like... She does like powdered stuff.
No.
They do like you put powder in like water and stir it up and
it's hot dog microwave time.
It. No, she drinks regular milk and she eats regular food and she probably should have been weaned like a long time ago.
When's the right time to wean?
When's a year and a half ago? Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. I think I saw the cover of a magazine and it was like a 9 year old sucking from some woman's tit.
You can find some really weird porn on Twitter if you're looking for it.
It becomes creepy right about a year and a half because they're just fully autonomous. They're eating regular food.
At the point where they can form a complete sentence to ask, that's
right.
It is creepy. I'm not denying it. I'm not defending.
I'm quite hungry. Pardon me. Provide your bosom.
It gets weird when they start reading The New Yorker while they're breastfeeding.
Yeah, right? It's just it's creepy.
She asks me about 10 times a day. She's like, Nursin? Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
maybe that's
can't.
What she wants to do for a living. She's and then already figured out a career path.
She hits and kicks me.
She wants to breastfeed for a living.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's too bad it doesn't pay. But it's not good. I mean, no, it's not good. It never has been good. I know it. Like, I fully acknowledge it for sure. You should make fun of me for it.
Is your husband happy to have your boobs back?
I mean, does he have them back, though? I mean, we've been married for like 14 years.
Did he ever have them? Is I get the it. Question.
It's like, you know, do you really have to like do a lot with them? There's not much to do with them.
Guys.
I like a little booby play.
Guys,
I
want to do
sure.
my bit.
They don't shoot milk at him anymore. That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want that.
Dan.
No,
I want to do my bit,
Mike.
Dan. I want to do my bit.
So, yeah, I can't believe Grant Morrison, huh?
How's that for eloquently getting back to it? I want to do my bit.
Guys, it's my show.
Want to do my bit. The week that Travis was gone, we joked around, and we made up a bit, and I liked the bit, and I want to do the bit again.
Okay, I'm all for it. What's the bit?
See, it's not natural, is it?
No, Mike,
I steamrolled the whole thing. We were having a nice conversation, and I had a little hissy fit, and I feel bad about it now, guys.
It's okay. It's fine, Mike. We're all used to it.
See, it's funny. It happened, guys. What happened was we do a bit with Travis. I don't know if you guys know this, but when Travis, see, he kids bop songs.
Mm.
So, like, I play a song with dirty lyrics, and then Travis, he cleans them. But the week that Dan was on, Mandy suggested, well, she didn't suggest it. She was being derogatory towards Dan, said that, oh, well, he would just make the songs dirtier, which is also
I wrong.
It's a funny bit. So
and
Dan,
it's true.
In 1988, Dan, are you familiar with Rafi? The bearded fella.
Rafi
from the league.
No, Rafi. He used to make children's songs.
He loves Rafi.
He had an album. He had a new album come out last year, I believe.
Rafi.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still around.
Those guys don't retire.
He likes the oot, oot, oot.
That's like the, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Tom Pease. He's another one of those, like, children's guys.
See, Rafi, he wrote a song called Baby Beluga. Travis, are you familiar with Baby Beluga?
Baby Beluga.
The lyrics are, Baby Beluga, is the water warm? Is your mama home with you so happy? That's the end.
Baby Beluga, baby Beluga.
Can I interject? Oh my God, can I interject?
Oh no.
Happy.
Manny.
Baby Beluga. Bluya.
Oh.
Mm. No.
Someone's never played this game before.
Baby Bluya.
So Dan,
that's the same.
She's not letting that one go.
Yeah.
That's the same song.
What do we got? Davy and Dent back on the show?
Hello.
Yahtzee. Shots fired.
Hold on, I have the sound effect from this because we played a different game earlier.
Dear Davy, and they were talking shit about you. Sorry, firing off a tweet.
No, that was a shit about you because you were stealing his gig,
Dan.
Oh, was I?
Dan, child fucking.
The question that I have for you, Dan, can you do whatever the opposite of Kidz Bopping that shit is?
I think I'm going to get to the chorus. I'm going to need to try to do the first verse, if that's okay.
Do whatever
you you'll give
do.
Me that freedom.
Absolutely.
Okay. Here we go. Take all your clothes off and then come blow me. I'll put my mouth down where you pee. My tongue goes in and my tongue goes out. See my penis stroking into your mouth. 69 blowy, oh, 69 blowy. Your vagina's warm, I've got a lot of sperm for you, so sticky. That's what I got. That's just off the top of my head, though. I probably could have done a better job if I'd had some advance notice.
Well, that's the thing, Sabbath, he like ambushes us with these songs.
It's hard, but you know, I mean, it's an honor. It's an honor to do that for Mike.
Guys,
I'm just proud to be here.
Guys, because Mandy's a true crime fanatic, I thought that I would come up with a true crime game. I'm not sure how this is going to go because this is a new one. This is a new America's favorite game show. So
yeah, they all started out new at one point, Mike.
The new game, it does have a theme song, Travis.
Yes.
Tell me.
They do that shit.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play us. It's not great, Mandy. We got 12 hours to play.
It was a 7-minute intro song.
I'm going to play a clip. And pretty much you guys need to tell me, did they do that shit? So, I have a collection of, interviews, 911 calls, and the like, and you guys just need to tell me, like, you know, from the sound of it, if you think they did it. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah. I can tell you.
Okay, here we go. This is the first person. Oh, no, that's the theme song again. I fucked up. Here we go.
About an hour and a half ago, and she was outside, and I came out, and I saw the lights were still on the pool, but, the torch was still on. And I came out, and I found her in the deep end of the pool.
Okay, is she breathing?
No, she's not.
Is she still in the water?
No, I pulled her out.
Okay, do you want to try to start CPR on her?
I will, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so that gentleman found his wife in a pool.
Yeah, I've seen that one. He did it.
Did he sound kind of annoyed? He's like, oh, God, I guess I can do CPR.
Yeah, like the 911 person had to tell her.
Aren't
like,
you guys going to do it?
Hey, it's going to be hard to hold the phone while I do CPR.
Yeah, I will. Okay.
Here, let me put this sledgehammer away first.
She seems dead, so maybe we should.
Yeah, I'll do CPR.
So yeah. All three of you think he did it? All four of you?
Yeah. He did it.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
Drunk, did he do that shit?
Sure.
I don't think he did.
Oh, Matt's gonna be the different guy.
I am. I'm gonna be the butt.
Okay, so everyone thinks he did it except Matt.
That's right.
And after more than 2 weeks of testimony, it took a jury less than a day to find Michael Roseboro guilty.
News agent Janelle Stelson, who covered the trial.
Yeah, Matt. He did that.
I'm almost 100% sure I've heard that before.
You know what? To be fair, I'm still waiting for the whatever podcast or documentary to clear his name. Okay? So. Let's not, guys. Let's not say that he's guilty yet.
Five rounds in this.
Making a drowner.
Right. Everyone is plus one. Matt is negative one.
Oof. All right.
What's the address of your emergency? No,
this is my emergency. My wife is out of the house. Okay, sir, listen to me. I've got somebody else getting help on the way, okay? Where is she at?
Help me, no! Listen to me. Hey!
How old is she, sir?
Hey, no!
Sure.
Stay in here. Come here.
So that was a 911 call.
He did it.
Oh, Mandy thinks he did it. Mandy, do you?
He was selling. He was selling it too hard, right?
You think
yeah,
it was too much?
Like,
you feel like he took a breath before he made that call and was like trying to get into character.
This is my moment.
Yeah, like he's slapping himself in the face.
Yeah,
showtime.
He bit into some like really hot food before he made that call.
Yeah, that was 100% fake. He did not. He was happy she was dead.
Drunk?
Yeah, sure.
He did it?
Yeah.
So sure. Everyone says he did it this time?
I'll be the contrarian.
Travis is going to say he didn't do it.
Yeah, I'll be the contrarian.
All right.
We find the defendant Thomas Fallis not guilty of murder in the second degree.
The final decision, a former Weld County deputy did not shoot and kill his wife. That's the verdict that came down late this afternoon from the jury.
No, Mandy, he's not guilty. So he didn't
think
do
I
it.
Saw that
not
one too.
Not convicted doesn't mean he's not guilty.
Yeah, to be fair, Mandy's waiting for the documentary to come out where it proves that he is guilty.
He did do it.
Well, they're going to find some evidence. He scrubbed his garage clean.
He was found not guilty.
Going to find the bones in the fire pit in the backyard.
She shot herself in the head in front of him. They had an argument, and she shot herself in the head, which I guess in the grand scheme of things, playing that 911 call is kind of morbid and slimy, right?
Yeah, well.
Yeah. I'm sure.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. True crime, it's so hot right now.
It's 2019, that's what we do. Right.
Here is round number three, guys, of did they do that shit?
Am I led to believe that somebody came in and stabbed her babies?
Yes, somebody came in and stabbed her babies and then left.
Just random person walked into the house, stabbed the babies.
Ordinary
baby stabbing. It happens every day all over the country.
That the guy came into the house, was going to take the television, saw that there was a baby, was like, oh, I'll just stab the baby instead.
Oh, you know what? I think I'll stab the baby.
He was just walking by on the sidewalk and was like, you know what? There's the baby in here.
Right.
I'm going to go stab it.
Fuck that baby.
Just a normal man just going about his day. He probably just grabbed a letter opener. You know when you see a baby and sometimes you're like, oh, I just want to fucking stab it.
So, I do. You guys sound skeptical.
And this guy did it. He had the balls to go through with it. None of us do.
Right?
No.
He stabbed the baby? We're all thinking.
Was a lady though, wasn't it? Am I wrong?
This guy broke into her house and stabbed the
guy.
Listen to the phone call?
I mean, I did. I have a there. It,
you have to trust women.
There's a baby screaming in the other room.
That's right, Dan. We do
it had been
trust.
Stabbed.
Mandy, fun game, right? We got baby stabbings. This is right up your alley.
Actually, I'm kind of enjoying the game, and I don't know what that means.
I love this game.
So am I being led to believe that all of you think that she murdered the baby?
She stabbed the baby.
I also think she did.
No.
She did not stab the baby.
I am going with the random guy walking by the house, went into the house, stabbed the baby.
Are you being facetious?
She stabbed the baby.
I am not being facetious.
Yeah, he is.
I am not.
Okay, so drunk.
Dan was right. Trust women. Believe women.
Always.
Drunk, she do that shit?
She did that shit.
You think she did that shit?
Ridiculous.
Guys.
She led a charmed life, but now Darlie Routier sits on death row for murdering her children, Damon and Devin.
She is a cold-blooded killer.
Oh,
Yeah, she cold blooded bitch. She did.
She is a sexy, sexy piece of ass.
She had everything.
Guys, update on the score. Matt is -3. Travis is +3. Mandy, Dan, and Drunk are all tied at 1.
Guys, that last one was not fair. I don't think that one was fair.
That was a setup.
I think it's still...
she told such a plausible story.
Well, I still believe her. I am with her, Dan.
Even if, yeah, I don't care if she did it. I believe her. I don't care if I watched her stab those babies. I don't think she did it.
I don't think she did it. I don't think she was in her right mind.
Well, she probably
frame.
Had her reason.
You know
and
what,
honestly,
really?
Honestly, if it weren't for society, she probably wouldn't have done it. And
yeah,
I
was just going to say, really, the patriarchy is really right. What stabbed the babies.
You're saying, Matt, is she guilty? Maybe. But
no, she's not guilty at all, Mike. That's not at all what I'm saying. She is innocent.
I mean, she stabbed her kids to death. But, like, you know, isn't the bigger culprit the system?
The system is the culprit. That is absolutely correct.
No, I'm with you.
Thank you.
All right, here's the next one.
Also say the perpetrator, she probably didn't have any choice but to stab those kids.
Hey, listen, if the twat's legit, you must acquit.
That was my favorite day of law school.
He painted the perception in the hearts and the minds of everybody that I was the one who did it and that I had somehow escaped it to Vancouver to hide from that. That's what the perception was. I don't know how many people told me, you were in Vancouver. What did you run to Vancouver for? I went to Vancouver because they brought me there.
Now, guys, that was an interview with a suspect.
That sounded. He sounded awfully Canadian.
Did it,
Mandy? Have you said everybody's done it so far? I think
I'm pretty sure they did.
I'm starting to think, Mandy, that you have like a negative world view.
Oh, now I escaped Vancouver.
Are you judging him just based off of his accent?
He just sounds Canadian. Sketchy because he's Canadian. Right?
Canadians inherently sound guilty.
Now, Mandy, let me ask you a question: why are there so many Australians?
What's up with all these goddamn Australians?
I can't believe you said that.
It was so fucked up.
I'll edit that out, Travis.
I'm gonna go with he did not do it.
He definitely
drunk did. Thinks oh, he did no, not do oh. it.
I didn't. I don't know what happened.
Do the rest of you think he did it?
No.
Yes.
I'm gonna say no.
100% he did it.
I am going to go with he did it.
Okay, so Matt says he did it. Travis says he did not do it.
Did not do it.
Mandy says he did it. And Dan and Drunk both say he didn't do it, right?
Correct. I think
yes.
Mandy's the lone dissenter on this one.
All right, guys.
Well, some breaking news from Winnipeg. The jury has found the man accused of killing 15-year-old Tina Fontaine not guilty of second-degree murder. Now, 56-year-old Raymond Canada. Pleaded
then
not guilty in the August 2014 death of Fontaine.
Mike.
The body of the Indigenous teen was found wrapped in the Red River and weighed down with stones.
So,
also, she's Indigenous. Mike, you don't get convicted of, I mean, sorry to say.
You can't kill an Indian in Canada.
When we were discussing this game as a possibility, didn't I tell you I would be amazing at it?
Travis, you are +4. You are 4 for 4 so far, and Matt is -4. He's gotten all 4 wrong. Mandy's at a push right now. Mandy's at 0.
Wait, Matt got the last one right. This game is
Matt
flawed.
Was wrong.
I thought because Matt said he didn't do it.
The game's flawed because I know the truth.
Just because
they didn't get convicted does not mean they're innocent.
All I would say is
that's the definition.
Three. And there you go.
Right.
No, guys, a jury didn't convict him. It doesn't mean that, like, that just means they got away with it. It doesn't mean that they actually didn't do it.
Travis,
I can see to the heart of it.
Travis,
and I know,
has a date with destiny right now. Can Travis go perfect? And did they do that shit? Is Travis like a criminologist of sorts? Let's find out.
She is unconscious. She's in the water.
Okay, did you get her out of the water?
I can't. I just want to let the water out. I'm
seeing how
it's She is out of the water. That woman was in an ambulance.
Okay, is she breathing at all?
She is not.
Okay, sir, the ambulance has been paged. They're on their way, okay?
Do not hang up.
What?
Sir?
She nope. said, stay on the line, and he said, why? And hung up. That's my favorite part of it.
He didn't
Oddly
do it.
Oddly enough, I feel like he didn't do it. I don't know why, but I feel like he didn't.
Manny he was just that, furious enough.
Manny he thinks he's in innocent.
A, like something was in a weird situation.
Travis thinks he's innocent. Matt?
Mm-hmm. He's innocent too.
So yeah, he definitely had a sound of desperation in his voice. Like he just didn't want to put up with the 911 caller. Like, you know, his wife is dead there. He just, you know, was he in a pool or a bathtub?
It was a bathtub.
A bathtub. And, yeah, he did it.
Matt thinks he did it. Dan?
No, that motherfucker is innocent.
He's innocent. So we got three innocents and a guilty so far.
Dan saying he's innocent makes me want to say he's guilty.
As far as track records go, I don't necessarily want to agree with Matt, but he did that shit.
See, my instinct was he's not guilty, but now that Dan said that Dan agrees with me, I want to change.
Don't I have a higher score than Mandy right now?
You do.
Dan,
who do you think you are?
Plus two right now. What did you say? Did you say he was innocent or guilty, Dan?
I said he was innocent.
He's innocent.
I said he was innocent too. I'm just going to stick with my gut. But I feel like since Dan agrees with me, I should change. But
she's irritable. Bouncing.
Oh, I don't agree with you.
I don't agree with you.
Guys. Oof. The guy's name is Martin McNeil.
On Saturday, Martin McNeil, a prominent Utah doctor, was found guilty of
killing
his wife.
See?
I knew it. I tied with Travis.
You tied with Travis.
I tied with Travis.
Damn it.
So Matt went -3. you and Travis tied with 3. Dan had 1. And Mandy had -1. So
Damn it.
Guys, that's how you play.
I will say, I feel like I know the truth.
You think I need to play the song again?
Tell me.
They do that shit. And that was Did They Do That Shit, brought to you by StrangeLabel.com.
The true crime is so hot right now.
It's been hot for a while.
I feel like even if I didn't see those actual episodes, I saw episodes identical to every single one of those things.
Yeah. I think typically if your wife happens to get drowned, you're going down for that.
It's likely you did do it. Sorry to say.
Maybe I should get rid of my pool because I don't want to come home.
It's likely I did it.
Face first.
I guess Shatner got away with it, didn't he? I mean, didn't kill his wife.
Shatner and Robert Wagner also got away with it.
OJ.
He killed Natalie Wood.
OJ.
I think the Great Balls of Fire
guy.
Oh, no,
he did a lot of stabbing.
I think he's killed like blood. 5 of his wives.
He almost cut her head off.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, how many wives has Jerry Lee Lewis killed? At least like 4, hasn't he?
I think Phil Collins wrote a song about that one wife that he drowned. If it's good enough for Jerry Lee Lewis.
If you want to kill a wife, all you have to do is write a really good song about it.
Oh, I thought you said
I can hear you drowning in the pool tonight, my wife.
Oh, boy. Guys. I mean, what a day, right?
Are we wrapping up? Is this it?
I did bring one.
You got some weird news, Mandy?
I do have some weird news. Hang on. Let me.
Can I? While Mandy looks that up, and it takes a while, guys. I do a show with her. I know how this works. Can I just share one of my. This popped into my head. I was kind of trying to remember some of my favorite memories of Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. And this one, I remember Mike's cat, Bo Jackson.
Oh, fuck that cat. That cat was an asshole.
And I remember when Mike was telling the story of when he was going down on his lady, and I think the cat bit her. And so Mike is like chasing the cat around, just like naked,
and rock hard, just like chasing cat around the house. And it's the funniest mental picture to me. I started laughing at work today.
Do you think it's like weird for you to imagine your friend's dick like that?
No, why? I imagine all my friends do.
Oh, do
you? Yeah. Yeah, running with an erection is a task.
Did it ever go away, or were you able to like just be like, okay, forget you, Bo Jackson?
Oh, are you talking about the erection or the cat? Because yeah, I got rid of that cat.
No, the erection.
I gave some lady that cat for free. I put it on Craigslist and I was like, I got this free cat that I don't want anymore.
It's not like Yugoslavian lady's stew. The cat became a goulash.
Yeah.
Well, if any cat deserved it.
That cat was an asshole. That cat would rip out the box springs, get in the box springs, and then punch up while I was sleeping. He knew where my face was. He knew where to punch.
So
I remember one time during a show, it just like bit drunk. Do you remember that? It just like drunk was like, your cat just bit me.
Yeah. So you didn't answer her question. Were you able to complete or no?
I'm sure I did. Oh. Yeah, that was a long time ago. You know, I was.
You're still dribbling back then because you were young a dribbler and virile at a young age.
Yeah, I've never had much shoot. I don't shoot.
You don't shoot?
No,
he's a dribbler.
It just kind of comes out, Matt.
Oh boy,
it just falls out of you.
Bro. Yeah.
It's like
that's why they call it cum. I guess
it's that it's last little of, bit of
yeah. It's like when you put too much soda in a cup.
You really gotta squeeze it out. You gotta roll from the base.
It's a lot like have you ever stepped on a caterpillar?
I don't know if that's like low T or what that is.
I don't know. I could probably shoot it all the way across your house.
Oh, you got some distance?
No! I got some distance. We have to do it now. It's stunt month, baby. Yeah.
Start making notes, Mike.
Mike, hang some targets out.
Get up.
Hang some faces. Hang oh pictures God. Of guests that have canceled you and hang them up and see if Trunks can whip them across the room.
Do like that big long sand trap that they do. Jesse Owens does the
long jump. Yeah.
On. Yeah. See,
I'm upset. Hey, no.
I just get it on my shoes.
I feel like you could set up this same course right next to that rat scat bingo, and you could do like a driving range where you mark like the distance every so often.
Yeah, guys, when I was trying to come up with the things that we've done that maybe we should try doing again, I suggested rat scat bingo to Travis, and he just ignored it. I guess that means he thought it was a bad idea.
Was it the difficulty of obtaining a rat?
Oh, no, those are
you didn't have you don't have anybody to take a rat That's, this time though.
That was my thing is you no longer have somebody that will take it home.
Just take it to the park.
You just have to throw it off the bridge while you're driving.
Throw it into traffic.
Take it to the park.
Set into a park?
Yeah, right I take window. It to the park. I just let him go and then he lives his life.
No, that ain't right.
Why?
Or you could keep it and then have a really fun What's in Drunk's Mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. No.
Guys, we do have What's in Drunk's Mouth coming up in the 11 o'clock hour.
Oh, my God. Ooh.
We'll be good and loopy by then, I think. So, yeah, look forward to that. Dan, you're doing the Game of Thrones podcast, the Seven Hells.
Yeah, have you not been on the first couple?
I was not on the first one. I've been on the next two, and I'll be on the next two as well. I should be on all of them.
Next one you do, see if Matt's still mad at us.
I'm still waiting on my phone call to be on the show there, Dan.
Oh gosh, well yeah, I'll talk to Jim and Matt, and we can have you on. I think that'll be a blast.
Why
is Matt mad at you guys over Game of Thrones?
I know Jim let loose several hours ago that Matt was mad at us.
Oh, I see. Wow.
Surprising passive-aggressive turn of events, Matt thought that we apparently had slighted him because we didn't get back to him in enough time about scheduling or something along those lines. And instead of just, asking what was up. It was assumed that I guess everybody at the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks camp hates him. Yeah. But I think Jim kind of assumed the same thing. So,
Jim really throws it all out there, Tony. He's not gonna keep his little friend secrets. There's no such thing as a private conversation with that guy.
There's no
venting to our friend Jim, and it's not gonna get back to the person.
Dan, our Matt had a bit idea that I think you were involved in with Game of Thrones.
What was it?
No, you were saying that you thought that we should do a bit with Game of Thrones where you and Dan picked an episode.
Oh yeah, I thought that would be kind of funny because Mike is, I mean, it's weird. I don't understand it, but he likes to brag about how much he doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
I don't brag about it.
And he's always like, I think Travis put it earlier up in his ivory tower. I don't watch Game of Thrones.
I've heard it. He calls me twice a week just to tell me that.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, I just wanted to check in and make sure you knew that I'm still not watching Game of Thrones.
He's always I'm watching, trying. Not Game of Thrones.
At Seven Hells Podcast, he's always tweeting them like, I don't watch this show.
Yeah, I've seen every episode of Superstore, guys.
Right.
Never seen it.
Sunday nights, he's like, tweeting. Oh, I'm watching reruns of Charmed tonight.
He's tweeting at the HBO Game of Thrones official account just so they also know he doesn't watch their show.
Hey, guys.
No, it's 60 minutes followed by Undercover Boss.
Just wanted to let you know, I don't watch.
Never seen an episode.
Actually, that's not true, Matt. I have seen the first episode 3 times.
Old, never seen an episode, Mike. That's what
Sansa, never heard of her.
So Matt said that you guys should pick an episode, and I should just watch it completely out of context, and then talk to you guys about it.
That would actually be really fun.
Yeah.
You'll never do it, but it sounds like it'd be fun.
That's not true.
He would rather gloat about not having seen it.
Right. I have HBO Go on my iPad.
Yeah, see, he's always saying how much I've got HBO.
I have easy access to Game of Thrones, guys. I've just never seen it.
Right,
I'm watching it right
now.
He's
more of a Silicon Valley guy.
All Mike watches on HBO Go is Dan in Real Life over and over again.
such a funny movie, right?
What's that geek show? That's probably what he watches.
Didn't Mandy have a thing?
Mandy,
let's skip it.
Do you have a thing, Mandy? Oh, that's right.
I did bring some weird news if you guys are needed or want it.
Mandy, let's hear that.
Just
goddamn
leave it on the table. We'll pick it up if we need
Mandy,
it later.
Mandy, give me the news.
It's out there.
Give me the news.
Wait, I'm going to hang up. I'm hanging up.
Yeah, Mandy.
We need that goddamn news.
My God. No, see, that's not Wolverine. That's fucking porn drunk, and it is not okay.
It's a fine line, really.
I'm not consenting.
All
they're
drunks
one
are
and
porn
the
drunk.
Same.
No, they aren't. No, that's just like he's all. Oh yeah, that's no. I'm unconsent, non-consent.
I'm fixing to come. Say that, drunk. Drunk. Say that.
Don't,
drunk.
Don't,
say that in your Wolverine voice.
I'm fixing to come.
Did she really hang up?
She has some weird news to do.
Why didn't we do that right when she got on the phone?
Mandy, weird news, Mandy.
Sorry.
Let's hear that weird news.
Sorry.
Not weird news mood anymore.
Really?
I'm going
just do the weird news.
Well, if you don't do it, I'm going to keep doing Wolverine voice, so you might as well just do it.
Okay, hang on.
You already hung on like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, we've been hanging on.
You haven't? No, I was distracted. Wait.
Should I play the Sonic the Hedgehog trailer
again?
That's
what the whole fucking story about the cat was, so you could look up the fucking weird news story.
Well, every time I try to look up these weird news stories, the Kentucky Derby pops up.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that was wild shit, by the way.
Oh, was
what
it
happened,
wild?
Drunk? Can we get a recap?
Yeah, so the winner won, and then they had a 20-minute video review and decided that he didn't win. And
I thought maybe Serena Williams was arguing with the judges.
Matt, you see the LA overtook Denver 27.
Yeah, LA is destroying Denver.
Oh, you guys are watching the lingerie LFL. Football?
Yeah.
Mandy, do you have the fucking weird news or not?
Two New Mexico women and a man are facing drug charges after police at a traffic stop in Arizona found them smuggling almost 2 pounds of heroin on Monday. Miranda Baldonado and Sarah Valencia, both 19, were riding in a PT Cruiser. That's your first tip that there's drugs in there. driven by Michael Torres, 29, when deputies with the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office stopped them because of an equipment malfunction on Interstate 40. Police thought the suspects appeared more nervous than they should have been during a traffic stop, which apparently is a crime. They were unable to answer basic questions that a group of passengers sharing a destination should commonly know. The suspicious deputy searched the car with a drug-sniffing dog and found a pound of heroin wrapped in condoms stashed in a rear hatch. When they searched Maldonado and Valencia, they found an additional heroin packaged in condoms that the women had concealed inside of their...
vaginas?
Vaginas. Yes.
Prison wallet.
Inside of their vaginas. In all, they covered 1.8 pounds of heroin, the street value of which at $85,000.
Boy, that's an Valencia expensive pussy.
So one of them was able to remove the package she was carrying, but another one had to go to the hospital to have hers extracted.
What do they use to extract it? Do they have like tongs?
Love.
Barbecue tongs?
Forceps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like a penis with a grabbing end on it.
It's just a big suction.
Right.
But they're lucky they didn't make that delivery to the cartel. They probably wouldn't have taken it out so gently. They would have just cut her belly open.
Can you imagine how embarrassing that would be, like, as an occupation for you to have to lay down and let some, like, just random drug dealer extract a condom full of heroin
it's
from your
still food. Not as embarrassing as driving a PT Cruiser around though.
Right, that's the most embarrassing part of the story.
They don't make those anymore, do they? Did they stop making
I don't think they've made them since like 2004.
It's
right?
Like
I think they should have stopped right when they started.
It's kind of like they were like, okay, we're done with station wagons, and then they started making PT Cruisers. It's like the official car of moms.
I thought they were cool when they first came out, but they're so lame now. Like, it's just so embarrassing that we liked that.
Yeah, it's bad.
Looks like they ended production in 2010.
Oh, really? Wow, that was longer than I thought. That's said.
Now, that's the car that you get when you have bad credit and you have to go to one of those shady dealerships. You're like, yeah, we can get you a car. How's this 2010 PT Cruiser for you? It's only 22% interest a month.
Right. And your left arm and your firstborn.
And we will repo this fucker if you miss one payment.
Is it, that's like one that like they just defer it out of your paycheck, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like child support. Guys, I mean, we did it, right?
Really great stuff.
The Furnace cases, they're our best good podcast friends.
Furnace.
Our oldest and dearest.
Guys, we appreciate all the help that you've given us over the years on various things, stepping in when need be. You guys, you've been there. You've been there through thick and thin.
Oh, Mike's getting sentimental.
Now, listen, I mean, I hate to be presumptuous, but we're your best pod friends, right? I just want to make sure everybody else that's called in understands.
Like, sweet and nice. Why you got to be the fucking make it about really, you?
Because it's about me right now.
Thank you,
make
Mandy.
Sure we're getting the credit for being the best.
Oh, Mandy, Mike, I cannot
best
apologize.
Best podcast friends.
Oh, you were being so sincere, and Mandy had to just fucking trample all over it.
It's all that extra milk in her body.
Mm-hmm. Yuck. Yeah,
going
she's
to,
so
going to her brain.
Ugh.
Mandy, give me that.
I got the milk brain.
Also, I've been drinking for a while now.
So, I mean, like, Dan is our best podcast friend, and Mandy is our second podcast friend. But, I mean, like, combined, I guess, yeah, you guys would be.
I was friends with you before Dan.
I know.
But not as well. I'm good friends with the Will, the Dub Fod.
I'm first friends.
Actually, I think Benny was first, Mandy. But then you, and then Dan.
Mike had solicited Mandy for some booby pics way back when.
Oh no, nobody wants those. No, I've nursed three children.
Your 3 year old kid wants it.
Three deep.
Them milk rollers. Back then.
Three deep for a total of 16 years.
Yeah.
Of breastfeeding.
Yeah, pretty much. If I were to, like, to be fair to me. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years. That's not.
God, shut up.
That's a lot more normal, right? Right?
Right?
Right?
But that's just one kid.
So, guys, what we're going to do, we're going to go to break. We're going to regroup. So, Dan, Mandy, guys, thank you. We appreciate you. Look forward to many more years of whatever this is.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Congratulations, you guys.
Thanks.
Congratulations on 400 episodes.
Thank you, friends.
I'm proud to be associated with you.
Thanks. We'll be back.
All right. I'm the pussy king. Big titty teacher in Flint, fucker after class. Got a bitty in Raina who uses her mouth to clean out my ass. Fucked her mom in Cleveland, her husband was hard and mean. He's gonna be a lot meaner next year when his daughter gonna turn 18. Black girl in Harlem with an afro bush, kicking Boise with corn in a tush. Girl in Nashville breaks into my place to wipe my Gibson on her puss. Yeah. All the panties drop down whenever I sing. I'm a country legend, I'm the pussy king. I steal your lady like it ain't no thing. Honky-tonk hero, I'm the pussy king. Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. If you enjoyed it, subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Leave a review, tell a friend. You can also listen live every Tuesday night on strangelabel.com. There's other programs on that network, all of which are worth checking out. You can interact with us via phone, 636-487-4263, via email, Mike, Travis, Drunk, or Matt at WFODix.com, on social media, at WFODix on Twitter, at WFODix on Instagram, and Facebook.com/WFODix. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Val, Liquid Lozenge, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to be a contributor, Patreon.com/WFODix. About 20 minutes of bonus content for as little as $1 a month. We appreciate you. See you back here next time. Thank you and goodbye. I'm the pussy king. I see you lady like it ain't no thing. Talk to you, I'm the pussy, 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 pussy king. Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.